Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's get right into it. I said Kyrie went on Instagram Live. What was it? Was it like midnight or Rob G? Do you know what time? It was late Eastern time. 11:30 Eastern or so. I was asleep. So I saw it this morning.
Yeah, I saw it last night. Yeah,
people. You did? Did you see it live?
Yeah, not live, but they sent it to me as soon as it was over, basically. So I saw it, you know.
Kyrie and his folks?
No, not Kyrie. You know, I'm getting the head nod, but he ain't hit me up like that. No, just, you know, friends of mine.
Yo, Rob, just let you know, I'm putting
this
out.
Yeah, right, I'm going, yeah, okay.
Rob Parker, you didn't hear at the end? He was like, hey, and by the way, Rob Parker, love the show.
Yeah, I love the show. I've been listening, and I want to get a hoodie from GetRob.com.
Right.
How about that?
But anyway, here's a little excerpt. I mean, he spoke for 25 minutes, so we only giving you a smidgen, but we're going to talk about it. Here he is.
Don't believe that I'm retiring. Don't believe that, you know, I'm going to give up this game for a vaccine mandate or staying unvaccinated. Don't believe any of that. Like, really be aware.
I got a lot to say, Rob, so I don't know if you want to go first.
No, you can go first.
You know, I mean, it's a lot to break down. That. What you just heard there was maybe the most clear and concise that Kyrie was in this whole 25 minutes. It was good to hear from him. You know, stop letting others talk for you, especially anonymous sources and all that. You say what you have to say. The problem was this. He spoke for 25 minutes, Rob, and to me said a whole lot of nothing. You know, I you can glean, there are a few nuggets you can take. Okay, I'm taking this, I'm taking that. But the rest of it, a lot of it, he's just kind of going on and rambling. And, you know, I just didn't think it was very coherent. I thought he kind of bounced back and forth from kind of speaking like someone with a savior complex to speaking like a martyr to speaking like a victim to speaking like a chastiser of the media. I mean, he bounced all between those personas as far as I was concerned. The couple things that I think were the most clear that I took from it. One, he said he's not taking the vaccine because he's not comfortable with it. And cool. Both of us have said, you know people that you're friends with.
Family members. That view.
Right. I got a close family member. I've got friends who feel the same way as Kyrie. It's all good. But Kyrie didn't give us any reason other than I'm not comfortable. And look, you can say he didn't have to, but the bottom line is you're a public figure. You're losing $18 million. A lot of people are on both sides are looking at you, wanting to get an explanation. And certainly the Nets want an explanation. He didn't say, I'm not comfortable for religious reasons, for scientific reasons, for conspiratorial reasons, for cultural reasons, none of that. I don't know that he knows. He did admit, I don't know necessarily everything right now. I'm still learning. So maybe he's just not comfortable and he's learning. But I would say, Rob, this has been going on now for a while. And you could talk about research and all that. How much research? Really?
Like,
are you really doing that much research? Come on, man. Like, stop it with the research, all right?
You're not in the lab.
You might watch a few YouTube.
Exactly. Stop it.
You ain't consulting doctors.
That ain't no research.
You're watching some videos, which, you know, whatever.
And you don't even know who made them, Chris, or where they're coming from.
I mean, just like you say you don't know where the vaccine, all the details about the vaccine, you don't know all the details about these videos either.
Nope.
So, and then let me hit this too, Rob. He said he was not pro-vaccination or anti-vaccination. I think he misspoke. He is not against people who take the vaccine, but I think he's clearly anti-vaccination. If you were anti-vaccination, then why would you give up the sport you said in the video you've loved since you were in the fourth grade? Give up the, you know, walk away from your teammates who've been counting on you to help them win a championship. Walk away from the organization that gave you $136 million and, by the way, is going to pay you $17 million this season. You're anti-vax. Just own it. Now, Rob, I'm not that, you know, adamant either way myself. I'm not that adamant anti-vax. I'm certainly not anti-vax because I've taken the vaccination. But I'm not, like, that adamant about pro-vax, all that. But if that's how you feel, it's like, okay, I got to take this, then I'll take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he's not anti-vax, then you would be like, all right, this is the situation I'm in. I got to take it. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just not gung-ho about it, but I'll do it. He didn't do any of that. Finally, the last thing, Rob, and then the floor is yours. He said, as we heard in the excerpt, he's not retiring. That might be the best news for the Nets because now – at least there's a better chance you might be able to trade him. And I think they really need to look at trading him. I don't think you force it. I don't think you rush in anything if there's not a good deal. But now, Rob, I think Sean Marks needed to be on the phone last night, like, yo, or this morning. Yo, did you see the IG Live? Did you see it? He's not retiring. So let's talk. What you got? what can you give me for Kyrie Irving? Like, that is the best thing for the Nets, if indeed – he would stick to that. But those are some of my thoughts. I got more, but I want to hear from you, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. He didn't say much because he's not really being direct or doesn't feel comfortable being all the way honest. And it would be like whether people are going to agree or disagree with it, when you play the middle of the road, you haven't said anything. I'm not anti-vax, but I'm not pro-vax. There's some sort of camp you're in, Chris, and I think you're right. He has dictated that he's anti because he won't do something that will allow him to continue the life that he's lived, right? Make the money, play the game that he's always loved and always wanted. He's on the cusp of maybe winning a championship in Brooklyn. Grew up a Nets fan, came to Brooklyn with KD. All of this stuff last year. Could have won last year if they didn't get hurt. Everything's set up for them.
Yep.
And instead, you're deciding that, you know, you want to be a martyr for other people, and which is fine. All of this is fine. But I think that people should understand, too, that Kyrie has rights, and so does Nets management and ownership. They have the same rights.
Right.
To set work rules, and people say, oh, that ain't right. They make – no.
And, Rob, it's really you can't go into the state of New York.
Right, but you can't go in to eat, Chris. You can't go in to – there were times we couldn't do anything, right?
Right, right.
For the sake of society. No, yep. You want to go into the grocery store, you better put a mask on. If not, they're not going to serve you. They're going to put you out. Don't tell me that and does that mean you're going to send somebody in? If you don't want to do it, send somebody in to buy your food. That's fine. You send somebody in to do your grocery shopping or whatever you need done, that's fine too. But to go to your job, they get to set the work rules. It's always been that way. And unless you're independently wealthy and you live on an island, Chris, and you're a recluse, then you could do whatever you want. And it's all about you. But when you're in society, sometimes you have to make sacrifices. And that's where it is. I just didn't get much from it. This is Kyrie. This is who he is. Chris, when you take on this guy, you understand that. As talented as he is, he's also complex.
Right.
So this is who he is. I don't think he cleared the air, other than it was great to hear from him. I agree with you on that, instead of having other people talk for him. But if I'm the Nets, after last night, I would have got the feeling like we're done and we need to move on. And that's the only way we're going to have a chance to win a championship, is to totally take him away from us, from being a distraction. So he don't have to go on Instagram Live. So none of the talk shows have to keep talking about him.
Yep.
They can talk about him, but he's with the Oklahoma City Thunder. He's with the Portland Trailblazers. It won't be with Brooklyn. And our narrative will be, wow, they got a great piece to go with their other two stars, and they got a chance to win a championship. That's where I would be. And it would be no hard feelings if you can go play in Portland or some other city that doesn't, or, you know, state or city that doesn't have these mandates, more power to you. But I think you have to, that's what I would do if I'm the Nets. He said he's not going to retire. He's available. Let's make a deal. And then it'll be interesting to see if that were to happen. Would he play? Yeah, would he play?
Or would he retire? I think that's still on the table. I guess. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. He said he wouldn't, so maybe not. But Rob, to your point, Steve Nash was asked today, did he see the video? He said, no, I didn't watch it. James Harden was asked yesterday, have you talked to Kyrie since, the decision? No, I haven't talked to him. And I'm not saying Harden's mad at him. I don't know.
With
he might
they,
be.
They care about
but,
him.
Right, but I think that's what you got to do. Like, Nash did the right thing. Nash is like, no, I'm not, like, I'm really kind of done talking about it. They sent him away, Rob, so they wouldn't have to answer. Now, I get it. The next few days is going to be Kyrie questions. But 2 weeks from now, I'm like, don't ask me about Kyrie.
When the season starts, 100%.
Why you keep asking about him? If you want to ask him, go contact him yourself. He's really not like he's a part of the team.
I would not take any more Kyrie questions once the season started. I wouldn't.
I would say this, Rob, we're about to take calls. And there are a lot of people, supporters out there for Kyrie. You know, I see it on social media, a lot of people feeling him and agreeing with him and all that. Call us. When we open it up, I mean, anybody can call, but we really want to hear. I want to hear those that are in support of Kyrie and think he's doing the right thing, think he's being, you know, treated the wrong way or whatever you want to say about it. But let me say this. Because there are some people who have tried to compare him to Muhammad Ali and Colin Kaepernick. I think both are wrong and false comparisons. I'm going to say this quickly, Rob. Muhammad Ali stood up because he didn't want to go kill people in Vietnam for a country specifically that had been so treacherous to African Americans and still was at that point. And so he was standing up in the name or four people who were being killed, for the voiceless, if you will. Colin Kaepernick protested on behalf of those who were being killed, innocent people who were being killed by policemen.
Unarmed people, exactly. Right?
Kyrie, the vaccination is saving lives. So that is not, like, this is not the same thing. It's not even remotely the same thing. People are dying if they don't take the vaccination. We've lost 720,000 people in this country. And here's the thing. If you're suspicious about the American government, fine. It's not just America. It's all over the globe. It's all over the world. It's China.
They'll tell you that they're all in collusion. This is
right.
A worldwide
thing. We're not even
cool
with some of these countries, right? And so that it's completely different from Ali or Kaepernick. So you really need to stop making those comparisons. And furthermore, Rob, Ali actually made a video. It's been all over the internet supporting vaccination, promoting vaccination.
Hello, is this on?
I don't know that Ali did all the research, Rob.
No, he didn't. But Chris, there was an epidemic. It was an epidemic going on.
Right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon, I'm Dan Byer, and we have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Giants, Dodgers, just moments away from getting underway. And surprise, surprise, 20-game starter Julio Urias is available. But instead, the Dodgers will go with reliever Corey Knebel as the starter. And Rob, analytically, they're doing this because the Giants, you know, have stacked the lineup with right-handed hitters and so on and so forth.
Do they really think that the Giants are going to go, oh, wait a minute, Knebel's starting. Oh, well, let's change our lineup because we're going to be worried about...
You mean like the Dodgers did a few years ago?
Yes. like I'm sorry. I just... And you know, I'll give Jerry Harrison Jr. credit, you know, like... He's like, I understand, hey, they think this is going to work. He's old school. His grandfather played in the major leagues. His father played in the major leagues. He played in the major leagues. His family's been in baseball. Chris, this is so unorthodox. It's so out of the box, ridiculous. Jerry just said it. You're putting a pitcher who's never pitched in a postseason game.
Never started in
a postseason game. For a guy who's won 20 games, for a guy who's already won a game in this series, for a guy who's been lights out this year, why take him out of his routine? Why is he coming in? You mean you want to put him in the second inning with the bases loaded and nobody out because Knebel couldn't get the job? You know what I mean, Chris?
Thank you.
Why can't he start the game?
You throw all things off. Now, so Knebel's never been in this position before.
Never started a postseason game.
Right?
Never.
And the one thing about analytics, not the one thing, but analytics, and this is why, whether it's the NBA or the Major League Baseball, that analytics, while a valuable part, P-A-R-T, part
right.
of the
We're
situation.
Not, Chris and I are not dinosaurs. We're not totally eliminating analytics or saying, I'm just going with a feel. I don't care about the stats. No, I get that.
But by itself, or as the end-all, be-all, as one of our callers said last hour, as the cure-all to everything, analytics doesn't measure heart. It doesn't measure toughness. It doesn't measure chemistry. Now, I know in baseball that might not be as important, chemistry and all that stuff, but it doesn't measure who can handle the big moment and who can't. What if Knebel steps out there and it's no excuse, but I mean, maybe somewhat understandably, Rob, is nervous.
Right.
And therefore doesn't have his best stuff. What if Urias's rhythm is off? He's used to starting games. And now he's got to come in maybe with a person player on base, right? He's got to come in with maybe one out instead of starting an inning fresh. Who knows what the situation could be? Maybe that throws him off. The analytics don't account for that stuff. We're all human beings, to quote Kyrie Irving. I'm a human being. And so is Julio Urias and Corey Knebel.
And Chris,
and you're
Giants
throwing
lineup,
them out of rhythm.
The Giants lineup has come out. And it's mostly alternating lefty-righty. So it's lefty-righty-righty, lefty-righty, lefty-righty-righty. So they didn't stack the lineup one way or the other. So what are you gaining by doing this? You thought they were going to put all right-handed hitters or you know what I mean, all left-handed hitters in the lineup? They know what you're doing. They did the right thing. Their lineup is just right.
They're like, this is how we roll. This is what's gotten us to 107 regular season wins. This is what's going to get us past you tonight. This is what we do.
Right?
Right? This is what we do, and we believe in it.
You know what it reminds me of, Chris? And here we go. When you outsmart yourself.
Yep.
Do you remember His name is escaping me. Forgive me, okay?
Baseball?
No, basketball. He had the number one seed, and he changed his starting lineup to fit the Warriors.
Avery Johnson. Wasn't it Avery Johnson? Because the Warriors had beaten them, I think swept them in the regular season.
Do you remember that, Chris?
Yep.
Avery Johnson, and was it the Mavericks?
Yeah, he was coaching Dallas.
They were the number one seed.
Dirk Nowitzki was MVP that year.
And he changed his starting lineup for the postseason, and guess what?
They lost.
They lost.
No, Chris, that's a good one.
You're changing what you've done all year and worked? That's being too cute. That's outthinking yourself. It's like the old saying we have in the press box. Chris, something happens in front of you. Just write it. Don't overthink it.
Right.
Don't look for some crazy angle. The ball went through Bill Buckner's legs. Just write it. You don't need to come up with nothing cute.
Right. Absolutely. You're right. And Rob, you know, and I've teased you, I picked the Dodgers to win it all, so obviously I'd like to see them advance.
Sure.
I'm not going to lie, Rob. I'm not going to lie. And I wouldn't go as far to say I'm pulling for the Giants.
No, I know what you mean,
though. But there is a part of me that's like, I hope this does backfire on them so that we don't have to see it again. Right.
Yes.
I mean, it's not good for the game.
I totally agree. I know exactly what you're saying is you don't want them to be cute and for them to win. Like this would be bad. Like, and if it doesn't work out, you'll go back and say, see? And that'll stop other people and other GM from jumping in instead of doing what's right. This is a no-brainer. You put your 20-game winner in his regular routine, and Chris, if he gets in trouble in the first or second inning in a do-or-die game, he's coming out.
Right.
So what's the difference?
You live with it. And, Rob, you hit it on the head, too. He already won a game in this series.
In this series, yes.
Like he got rocked last time he was on the mound.
He won game two. Right.
So what are you doing? And I'm going to be honest. If I was Urias now, I don't know if he's, you know, talked to any media yet. And I'm sure, I hope he says the right thing. Right.
Yeah, before start.
And even afterwards, he'll probably say the right thing. But I'd be pissed.
I would, too. I would say, why are you put me out there? Let me pitch you six strong innings like I've done all year.
Yep.
And then you go to the bullpen. And then if you want to bring in Knebel and whoever else, Joe Kelly and the other guys behind me, fine. Let me go out there. I've been doing it. This is my moment. Chris, this is the way you cap off a 20-win season and you dominate and you go out there. There's no more Kershaw on the roster. It's about Urias.
Yep.
Urias is that lefty in the Dodgers rotation.
That's right.
He's the stud. Let that kid pitch.
He gave up in his five innings pitched in game two. He gave up three hits and one run.
Right.
1.8 ERA. 5 Ks. Like, what are we talking about? It worked. Regardless of what they're doing with their lineup over in San Francisco, it worked. I mean, this is, man.
We
saw this on the offensive side in 2018 when they were facing the Red Sox, and they took out a lot of their home run hitters because they were facing left-handed pitchers.
Yep.
And they lost that series.
They lost that series, and we first guessed it.
Yep.
Not second guessed it, Chris. First guessed it. And we're both first guessing that this doesn't make sense. It might work for them, and we'll be the dummies, and I'll gladly accept it. But I'll tell you, if I was in charge, and even Dave Roberts and Chris, he could have said, I'm the manager, it's my decision, and that's it. He didn't say that.
Right.
He didn't say that. He said it came from the tippy top.
Yep.
That tells you all you need to know, because he could have said, I make out the lineup. I'm the one who decides who's starting. I'm the one who thinks this is going to work and this is better for the Dodgers and gives us the best chance to win. That's not what he said.
And, Rob, if I was Dave Roberts, a longtime baseball guy, I get it, man. Like, they talk about this with, like, a Buck Showalter. I get it. You're going to have some dude who's, and I'm not saying everybody had to play, you know, right. to know the game.
But you have some pencil. You,
right.
Pocket you know, protector geek.
Yeah.
Who's telling you what
disregarding everything I've learned in my years as a player and as a manager, right? My feel, knowing my intuition, knowing players, knowing what this moment is like. You're going to just disregard all of that for some statistics that you saw on the computer. Come on. It's ridiculous, man. Why you got a manager? Anybody could manage it if that's the case. No,
you could put a 12-year-old there and have him call down, text his phone, Chris, and tell him what to do. Seriously.
Yeah, it's bad. Rob, here's the other thing, and I know we're getting ready to close, but I want your thoughts on this. I do not want to see openers become a trend in baseball.
Nope.
It is bad enough that you can't get a starting pitcher to go past six innings.
And we've seen great pitchers in baseball history, Chris, pitch complete game shutouts in the playoffs, the whole game.
Yep.
And gut it out or give you gritty seven innings, and now they don't want to do that. They don't want him to face the team the third time around. If he gives up a hit, they're ready to yank him out.
Yep.
You have to be almost perfect before they say, oh, no, get a fresh arm. Go get somebody else.
Right. You do.
I hate it.
You have to be perfect. And it's ridiculous.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This saddens me because he is such an exciting, fun-to-watch player. But right now, Rob Parker, we got bad news regarding Zion Williamson.
I saw a picture that Rob G. sent us.
That really was. Rob G. sent us a picture of Zion
from what,
in 2019, right, going into training camp his rookie season and going into training camp this season. And the difference, Rob, you're right, it's startling.
It is.
I mean, and we know how big he was coming out of college, but he looks much thinner. You know, I hate to use that word with him, but he was more cut, more defined, still big, but now there's not as much definition, looks chubbier. Yeah, it's definitely different. And here's the deal. So Zion, we found out on Media Day, September 27th, that Zion suffered a foot injury while he was training over the summer, right before Summer League. Not that he was going to play in Summer League, but he's just working out and training. And the injury required surgery. So the GM, David Griffin, says on Media Day, that Zion, you know, he unveils this information that nobody knew about. And then he says he'll be ready for opening night, which is October 20th. And now we get the news today that Zion, the foot injury, he hasn't been running. He hasn't played 5-on-5. He hasn't been able to do drills. Now they're saying he's going to be able to start that, I think, this week. But he's going to be reevaluated by the doctors in 2.5 weeks, and there's no timetable for his return. Now, I'm not under the impression it's going to be 2-3 months.
No,
or
no.
3 or 4 months, right?
We don't have that indication, right?
It's weeks, and it could be a month, right? If he's going to get reevaluated in 2.5 weeks, maybe that means he could play in 2.5-3 weeks. But the bottom line, Rob, is this. Zion has proven to be injury prone thus far. You know, he's had the injury at Duke, the foot injury or the knee injury at Duke. He had the injury in Summer League. Remember that? He was only able to play 24 games as a rookie. And then last year he played 61. Last year was fairly steady. And now this injury. And Rob, we saw Derrick Rose, who played with tremendous torque, right? And explosiveness. And herky-jerky off 2 feet and all that. And you saw the toll it ended up taking on his lower extremities.
Even though it's unbelievable, he's bounced back last year.
He's really good, but obviously not what he used to be.
Right, but I'm just saying, because, Chris, I thought his career was over. I'm going to be honest.
And he's had a nice little career since he's been back, right? And like you said, he was great in the playoffs for the Knicks. He was their best player in the playoffs.
He was.
But... And for, you know, that's a Hall of Fame career. It's kind of, Rob, you know what he's kind of like is Grant Hill. When Grant Hill came back and ultimately made the All-Star team one time. But neither of them kind of was what they were before, which was looked like they could both be all-time greats, to be honest.
Grant Hill, I know people thought he was going to be that guy.
Oh, like, and he was, like, wasn't he doing, you were in Detroit, I think, at the time.
Yeah, he was tremendous.
Awesome, yeah. But Zion, Rob, I'm just concerned. I'm not going to panic. I'm not in panic mode. But it's just another red flag to will this guy be able to stay healthy and realize his potential?
I think it's fair only because of his history and what's happened. And from that picture, it's not like he's coming in and you go, wow, look at him. He's chiseled. Look at, like, you know, like, he's put in some work in the offseason.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't look like that. And then, you know, he's been hurt. So you start to look around, and then you hear, like, there's a lot of whispers going around about whether or not he likes it there in the organization, Chris. There's a lot of stuff. So I think people would be disappointed if this isn't like some great year for him, but starting off on the bad on a bad foot, so to speak, with an injury,
literally and figuratively.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But it's disheartening because we haven't been able to see him really like, and when we have watched him, Chris, he's been unstoppable.
He had a great year last year.
Yeah, he's unstoppable. Yeah.
No, he did something nobody's done. Shaq, Wilt, whatever big man you want to say, the highest scoring average ever on a, for a guy that's shooting 60% from the field. So he was fantastic. Here's one thing I will say.
That team is not good, which is so which was so surprising.
No, no. And they, I don't know that they're going to be very good this year. But, Rob, this might be the silver lining for the New Orleans Pelicans. There's been, as you said, there's been talk that he might become the first star player ever to reject the rookie extension, right? You know, usually that rookie, you play your first few years on the rookie scale, and then you establish yourself as a star, and then you become eligible for that first max contract, right? No one's ever turned it down. LeBron had took a few, you know, he took 3 years. Remember that deal? 3 years instead of five,
right.
And obviously ended up going to Miami, but nobody's ever turned it down. And there was talk that Zion might become the first. As you said, people think he's disgruntled in New Orleans. They haven't really built properly around him. Here's what I'd say to Zion, Rob, and if I was a parent of his and I see these injuries, I would be saying, let's sign that extension pronto. Whenever we, as soon as we can do it, sign that bad boy. Get your security, Zion.
Right.
If we don't like it, and I hate to do it because I don't necessarily like guys, you know,
what, to force their way out?
Man, right. But you can, you know, if you do it with a year left, I'm cool. But, you know, 4 years, 3 years, you know, like that stuff. But the fact is, Rob, if they're not any good in a few years and he doesn't like what he sees happening, whether it's front office, coaching staff, roster, whatever, then he can say, you know, I want out and I'm not re-signing again with you. And then they be forced to trade him to get something for him. So, Rob, I think you would agree with me. He needs to go ahead and get that contract extension taken care of just for the freaking security because these injuries, you know, what if he, like Derrick Rose never came back the same, Rob?
Never came back.
Derrick Rose
same.
Wasn't going to be a match. We saw Isaiah Thomas. Not that Isaiah was on these guys' level.
No, but he got hurt. He never got paid, right. Chris, and never came back to that level. And a matter of fact, did he get signed by anybody? Because you remember he had an Instagram post with a Lakers jersey on. You remember that?
Yeah, I don't know if he's on the roster right now. Wasn't there?
I don't know if it was his Instagram.
There was a notion that they might look at him. That's all it was. It was
okay.
You know.
So it wasn't.
But he's bounced around Washington. You know, he's obviously a minute with Cleveland and Denver and New Orleans. He's been all over the place, but not on the roster right now. But anyway, wow. Rob, I think Zion needs to go ahead when he's eligible and sign that contract extension. So he can get the security of knowing if I get hurt again or if I'm debilitated by these injuries, I still at least got my one max deal. And then you move from there.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.